Yeah, I actually saw a place online when I was shopping them, and the beams looked like they were particle board sandwiched together, you know, like, bound together in like a beam, and I'm like, that's a beam? Good grief, you know, and it looked like particle board, you know, and with, like you said, a coating on it. But I've got a lot of good, you know, recommendations to go with the metal, you know, for more than just the only knock I've seen so far on metal is that there's condensation, but there's ways to deal with that, and they're a little harder to interior finish, and I don't necessarily know if I want to do interior finish it, but I do want to insulate it and heat it. I don't want to heat it, you know, to 70. You know, I just want to keep it from getting below freezing, you know, maybe keep it around, you know, 40. And then, you know, and then if I'm going to work on something in the garage, I could, you know, stoke it up to a balmy 60 or something, or 65. But, I guess you can blow in insulation. You can, the stuff that just adheres to the walls. So that's not hard. But how do I run electrical, you know, lighting, electrical, you know, things like that. I don't know how you do that in a metal structure, so I got to figure that out. But I'm going to go metal just because, you know, they're cost-effective. There ain't many knocks on them, actually. Just the condensation knocks, the only one I've heard. W8FU.